Welcome to the Casey Kohler Show, a celebration of words. Today we are speaking with Catherine Davis and we'll be discussing The Thin Place, the newest novel, the sixth novel that Ms. Davis has written. And first of all, Catherine, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
Catherine, after your first five novels, what would you say is significantly different about The Thin Place? Because when I read the novel, I was just mesmerized by it. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, highly recommend it. And is there something different about The Thin Place that you would say versus the first five that you wrote?
Well, it's been my aim throughout my career as a writer to never repeat myself or do the same thing twice. So in that way, I think each of the books is different from all of the other ones. With The Thin Place, I wanted to do something with, there were two things that were specific aims. One was to use a kind of omniscient point of view that would focus itself on a small community and would swoop in and out of the sensibilities of sort of everybody and everything that could be found there, including animals and plants. And I've never done that before. And the minute I started working that way, it was a very, very hospitable form for me. I liked it. And the other thing that was different was that I actually did, in this book, write about a place where I have lived.
Okay.
Never done that before.
Now, when you're writing from the point of view of a beaver, of a dog, how challenging was that for you as a writer to not only write from the point of view of the animal, but to keep it in line with the story that you were telling?
I am a great lover of animals, and so once I started moving in and out of these various animal points of view, And I should say that we don't remain with any of them for that long. It was a sort of swift motion that made it in one way possible. I couldn't have written an entire book, say, from the point of view of a beaver. But the challenge for me was to really try to inhabit a different perspective without sentimentalizing or being cute about the sensibilities of these non-human forms.
And when you're writing the story and you're telling the story, there is a spiritual religious aspect to it that I found very attractive. And some of the things just kind of like leaped out at me, like the fact that dogs are mentioned 16 times in the Bible, but never positively. And if you could just tell us how that worked itself into the book.
Well, I knew that one of the elements I wanted to be central to this book was the life of a number of people who go to a specific church. And because the book is really for me about life and what it means to be a living creature in the world, and because whenever I think of life, I think about the inhabiting spirit, what it is that makes us be alive. I knew that that there was going to be a very important spiritual component to the book, partly because of the setting and partly because of my interest in what it means to be alive. Mm-hmm. And so it was natural then that elements from, Bible readings, from scripture would appear in a book that had a group of people who are members of a church among its central characters, not its only characters, but certainly important. And it's something I think about all the time. So, one of the reasons the book was, the world of the book was a happy world for me to inhabit, even though some of the things that go on in it are not happy things, is because it was a world in which I could think about and explore all the things that are important to me, that I want to understand as a human being alive on this planet.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the story takes place inside of the church, inside of the Episcopal Church.
Right.
And there's a terrible tragedy that takes place in Black Lake. And was the Episcopal Church and the church in general, Catherine, was that just kind of a way for you to tell the story that you wanted to tell? Was that what you were hoping to accomplish with this?
Well, the church in the book is based on a very particular church in the town where I used to live, and it's the church I also used to attend. I was raised Episcopalian, and then for many, many years didn't go to church, and then returned as an old adult, it was quite intentional to use my own sort of fictionalized version of that church, and even my fictionalized version of some of the people I knew in the town who attended the church. So there are no outright sects or characters from real life in the story. But the church itself is pretty much based on a real place, a place which I have very strong good feelings about.
Catherine, when you look back at this novel, what is it that you're happiest about that you accomplished as a novelist? And when you look back at the five previous novels that you've written, and you look at your new novel, The Thin Place, what are you happiest about as a writer that you've accomplished?
Well, with The Thin Place in particular, I am happiest with the way I managed to do what I wanted to do when I set out to write it, which was to create a world in the novel that approximated what it's like when you look at a drop of water under a microscope, where you just see that the entire place is teeming with life. And using the point of view I used in the book, that sort of fluid way I felt I could move around from place to place and person to person and animal to animal and, stalk of grass to tree, I was really happy with the way that worked and with what it helped me understand about, what we're doing here on this planet. And in terms of the other book, I guess just speaking very generally, it's a satisfaction to me that I have never repeated myself, that I can see all the books seem to me to be written by me and to have a set of concerns that have preoccupied me since the beginning, always having to do with what is it that animates us? What is it that we're actually made out of? But in each case, I've attacked the problem really differently, so that for Sai, my last book, which is not really a standard historical novel, but it's about Marie Antoinette, took up the problem by exploring the psyche of an actual person who lived and whose story many people already knew in some way. So I think, happiest about the fact that in writing I've been able to learn something with each of the books, and not to do it in a way that has felt to me boring or predictable.
Mm-hmm. And Catherine, when you were writing this book, it's just so interesting structurally and stylistically how you pulled the whole story off. Did you have a lot of help with your editor in terms of helping you come up with the final story that you came up with? Was your editor helpful, or was this something that you kind of knew this is where you were going to go when you started?
There are two parts to the answer to that question. I knew when I started, I knew pretty much where the story was going to be headed ultimately, that there was going to be a dramatic event at the conclusion, and that was sort of the motion of the book was headed there. The book is, in that way, my creation. I have also a wonderful relationship with my editor, Pat Strong at Little Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked with her on a number of books, and she, I've always relied on her, her great eye and ear and mind to point things out that I might not have noticed myself in the writing of the book. So I don't feel as if she guided, say, the narrative, but I have always felt like her hand has assisted me in making the book be, the best books they could possibly be. I've never been the kind of writer who has refused the help of an editor. I've always been interested to hear what an editor has to say. And she has a light touch. She would never insist that I do something if I said, no, I don't want to do that. I think that would be a mistake.
Right.
But we developed a good relationship over the years, and I feel like I'm very lucky in this day and age to have such a wonderful attentive editor.
That is nice. Now, Catherine, your love of animals, when did this develop? It's when I read the novel, I also am an animal lover. When did this develop with you, and when did this become an important part of the story for you?
The love of animals, I've talked with my sister about this. We feel like one of the great legacies of our parents was that we both have grown up loving animals, and we always had animals in the house growing up, and our parents, for whatever problems they had in their lives, and they did have problems, they taught us to love animals and to love the non-human creatures that we share the world with. And so I knew that I wanted to be with animals as well as people in the world of this particular book. It was just an immediate and natural aspect of the story I wanted to tell. And I wanted also to pay homage in the book to my very beloved dog, who is the model for the dog, Margaret, in the book, who had died at the age of 16 the year before I started writing the book.
And so when you were writing from the point of view of the animal, it was a natural thing for you. It wasn't something that you really had to think a lot about. It was something that came naturally to you?
It did. It came naturally to me, and in a way, I loved being with the dogs or the beavers or the cats every bit as much as, if not even more than, the people.
Mm-hmm.
It came really naturally to me. I think from spending time with animals and staring into their faces and watching what they do, you begin to have some inkling of what's going on. Or at least I'd like to think that I do.
I think you were very successful at it.
Oh, thank you.
Catherine, where are you going to go from here in terms of your next novel? What can we expect to see from you next?
I'm only just beginning to have an inkling of what the next book is going to be about. It will not be, I hope, the same as any of the other books I've written, and I think all I can really say at this point is that I think it's going to be about a marriage, and where The Thin Place had quite a lot of characters in it. It was a densely populated book. I think this book is going to have a much sharper focus on two people. And that's really all I know. And a river is going to be important in it.
Okay.
But that's all I can say.
I understand completely. Well, Catherine, thank you so much for spending time with us today. And I really, when I read your novel, I was very impressed by the story, by the style, and by the feeling that you gave it. And I would recommend to all the listeners that they go out and that they buy a copy and they read it, because I believe you're developing a style which is very different from what a lot of other writers are trying to do right now.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with me and for your wonderful questions and for your enthusiasm about my book. It's a pleasure.
So, what I'd like to do would be, when the next novel comes out, to have you back on the show, and we can talk about what you're doing at that point in time, and we'll go from there.
I would love to come back and speak to you some more.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you.